We're holding the Siman Tov Kuf Zayin Sif Vav. Mutar lefois taner mole pas. Ava pishenu tzarech ala pas echot. So you're allowed to bake more than the amount of bread that you need. You're allowed to actually fill up the whole taner with bread, even though you only need one bread. So that's a Gemara. Comes along the Rishonim. They say, "Bedavka b'sanareim." This is a rush. How you katanim? What you medavka in a pas bedavka saying? So number one, they used to stick the bread against the walls. Number two, they were small, and the nature of the way it used to bake was such. Metech shehu mole ein mokum lechumay lehispashet a pas nefer yafim. So instead of the heat going out the top, they had their tanner had an opening in the top. The loaves, the flat breads which were against the walls, would expand as they heated, and they would sort of block the outlet of the heat, so they'd keep the heat in. So the more pieces of bread you had around on the sides of the wall, the more you kept the heat in. So everything baked better. So it comes out even though only one loaf, everything's going to bake better if there's more than one loaf in there. That's why I'm allowed to fill up of the whole the whole taner's worth with bread, that the bread that I do want, what I am going to use, will end up coming out better. That's for them. Aval, this is already the rush talking. B'tanurim shalonu, and left us yesim imashit tzorech. But our ovens, where each loaf being baked does not benefit any of the other loaves, she'll have to bake what you need. B'zahu. Okay. Lamed beis. So since this argument is only because it's going to benefit the bread, so some person said that has to be the person's actual intent. The person's thinking, hey, great, you know, since I have this heter, let's bake, I'll break three extra loaves and I'll have loaves to eat for after Yom Tov. That's not mutter. There we said a case, you're allowed to fill up the pot with meat. We said over there, because the more meat in the pot, the better it tastes. And then you're allowed to, even though you're doing it, your real goal is to have meat for after Yom Tov, which is, but since the meat tastes better when there's more meat in there, or the concoction you're making tastes better, so it's mutter. So it means over there it's mutter, even though you have kavana for afterwards. So over here, kavanah afterwards is also. Over there, kavanah afterwards is mutter. Over here, it's because it's beneficial. Over there, it's because it's beneficial. What's the difference? The teretz is pashut. Then you make it there. I feel like it's the tzarech kol shor b'vneisha al yedei zen mishtabech habosur tzarech liyamtiv. Shein hotzim dechad tirchu. Over there, it's one maizah. You put the pot on the fire, and that's it. Abul hacha kol kikur tzarech tirchu b'vneiatzim. Each one, you roll it out, you shape it, you stick it. So I'm doing separate ma'isim. So what that already to do separate ma'isim the tzarechel I can't do. Separate ma'isim the tzarech my food and yanta should be better. That I'm allowed to do. But there's separate. Each one has a separate ma'isim and a separate act of lisha and a separate act of aricha and a separate act of afia. I have to do it the tzarech yom.
I don't get it. So here we're talking about what we call pita, right? They would just
something like that.
Slap it up against the wall. We weren't talking about the shape, challah type bread.
They used to shape it, actually.
Shape it?
Or says they shaped it.
Then how would it stick on the wall? It had to be flat.
I don't know. I don't know what shaped. Like our challahs are shaped. It was, yeah. But they would shape it, but it says it would stick. They would put on the wall. The more says they shaped it. I don't know. So you're telling me that they used to do a richa.
What's a richa?
I don't know exactly what it means, but there was some act of shaping it.
Maybe they shaped it round.
Could be they shaped it round. I don't know.
Like a pizza's round also. It's also
exactly, right.
It's not a random shape. It's round.
Right. So it seems to me that it's the same as the basar, because hey, you put a lot of meat in the pot, and you just make a big round.
No. It's not. The point is you put one here, one here, one here, one here, so each one expands and blocks the heat.
Right.
So that's five different mice.
Yeah, Mishnah Berurah is talking about it's a lot, but if you make a big one, you slap it on the wall.
We'll talk about a big one later on. We'll get the big one big loaf, what the loaf is. That's separate. Yeah. V'hoi medab can pass without misayim, and they used to attach it. So once it's not true, so that whether it's large or small, so it becomes, it bakes at a different, it's a different process of baking. So not one helps with the other, so nothing is, it's not mutter. Each one has its own act of shaping it and baking it. So had to bake more unless it's beneficial, and over here it's not beneficial anymore, so why would it be more? And therefore, even if a person would do it, it's not going to be more. Now, ain lefus yoyser, you can't bake more than what you need. Comes in Mr. Burr, says, V'yesh poiskim shematirim. Shematirim af patana shalonu. Some say even our ovens, it's mutter to do more than necessary.
So when the Mishnah Berurah says Tanur Shalanu, he's not talking about the Tanur Shalanu of the Mechaber. He's probably talking about more or less a modern oven.
I don't think it should make a difference in this point. So you get to maybe our electric ovens. I don't know, but I don't think it should make a difference in this point. But the should sorach be'emes al kuponim pas echol yamtiv. He needs one loaf for yamtiv. And he wants to bake more, so the Shartzian says, because that if you have a few extra loaves, it's the opposite is true, that if you only have one loaf, it'll burn. You have more loaves, the heat spreads out amongst them. Equally, it bakes better. So again, there's still an element of baking better with more than one being there, so that's mutter. If you don't even need any bread at all, just the whole goal is to have bread for afterwards, you say, you know, listen, I'll eat one of the loaves, I'll eat from it in order to be able to have an excuse to bake, so that's not going to be mutter, obviously. So the case of Shas Chak, for example, would be it's Friday Shabbos, and he needs to bake for Shabbos, and he needs to have some bread for after Yom Tov. So then Yishlismach Al Deyazu Lefes Kodem Achilas Shacharis in Sorach Al Kaponim L'Pas Echad B'Lubay B'Yom L'Atzma. So I have an Eitzel before in the morning before the meal, bake bread for the meal. If you talk, you need some bread for the meal. So once you can bake, more than necessary, and then you'll have the rest for Shabbos. Avimeinu Tzorach. He doesn't need it at all for Yom Tov. He has no Yom Tov need. Rak shamarim lech l'mat k'dei l'hatu l'efiyu. Oser av sh'oise zeh b'sul Shabbos. Even though you're doing it for Shabbos, that's still not going to be mutter. V'oifim, the bakers, shemechavnim lasis malachtam al yedei akum b'yom tov, k'dei sh'yiyam mukhan lehem ha'pas take of the mutzah Yom Tov. So they came up with this great idea. You know, they're going to have the goy do the baking on Yom Tov. This way, Matzah Yom Tov, there's bread available to purchase. Umarim lechol mehem pas echad bray bayyad. Oysinis of kuliyam. And they, you know, they do their harama is, so, you know, they'll bake 20, 30, 40, 50 loaves, and they'll eat one on Yom Tov. So one of them is used. There's no heter for that. So they does not see any heter for that at all. Okay. Zion. Mutter listo in piataner. So they again, sometimes they would close off the opening of the taner to keep the heat in. So they were able to maintain it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, I mean, they would actually do this for the purpose of Yom Tov going into Shabbos, so on Yom Tov you could keep adding more wood, but Yom Tov going into Shabbos you couldn't add any more wood. You'd want to keep the heat in to be able to have warm food for Shabbos. So they would do steam as piyat taner. They would. The taner actually had two openings. It had an opening down on the bottom where you'd put. Where actually you that was the access So the tanner was from the, was down from the bottom, and they had an opening on top where the smoke and etc. would come out. So you close up the top opening because most of your heat escape through the heat rises. So that's where it would escape. So you're allowed to close it off. Betid v'ref v'shal svas hanor. You could take the mud, which is by the svas hanor, so and use it to close it off. The reason why we're using mud from the svas hanor is because it does not require any lishan. There's no lishan involved. You don't have to mix it up with water and do a lisha process. So the husha richa it may emish, it's softened already from before. Okay. And usha also by simon menitzko letzarachar. Now the oil over here is, there's another problem over here, which is the we're going to have a problem of making a guma, which is usher. So the person has to have pulled it off to the side and put it off to the side, make it use it ready to use from beforehand. To mix water and mud and dirt together to make mud is not mutter and yomtiv. Mutter legabel afer at least by piatana, but to take ash. And to mix ash with water, it also makes like when it sort of like dries together in a in some type of a film, which would block it to block the opening. That's mutter. Okay. So what's this all about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah Lama Vav mutter leads in Pia Taner. The guy in Erev Shabbos Shachal B'Yamtiv. Shach Lahat Minat Tavshil in the Macher. It's Erev Shabbos on Yamtiv. It's Friday. And he wants to put the food into the oven to keep it hot for the following day. Or in Yom Tov he wants to do it to be able to have it for later on in the day where it's going to will dry out. It'll sit there for a long time drying out. Because they're already moist from the water, which is their motzi shem and meruchochim and tzichin gibul. What? Meruchachim. And they don't need gibel. So they're already soft, they're already mixed with the water, they're already soft, and you don't need to do a process of gibel, which is the mixing action of the water with the tit. We still have to do another step in the process, which you're going to take this mud, this thick mud, and smooth it out over the opening and to block off the opening. And that's mamash on av malacha. So we're doing that. We can do the malacha of lisha also.
Wait, that's also on Yom Tov? Mamareach is also on Yom Tov? Why should
that be? No, he shouldn't. His problem is, what's the difference between, I'm telling you that you can't do gibel because it means apparently we're worried about the malach over here, so why don't we worry about the malach of miruach? That's, you should understand what's the difference. So the answer is miruach shiny. So since that was something which could not be done before yomtiv, whereas the process of making the mixture could be done beforehand. You make a mixture and put it put it aside in a place where it doesn't dry out, and you have your mixture ready to go. So that's it's eshla sosem er yomtiv. That's also, but the miruach is not possible. Who sharicha me'emish? Now the Shulchan Aruch says that you softened it ready from beforehand. Halashan megumgum. The language is difficult. The Irenan be Merukach. We're talking about the case where you're taking it from the Sasanor, which is mixed with water already, so it's already softened. So what does Richa Me'emish mean? You're taking it from a place which, not that you did it, that it was in a state of Merukach already. Grapples with what exactly the Shulchan Aruch is saying on that point. Okay. A pasuk where the Mishnah, where the Bir Halacha reads it, the O over here should be ands, not O. You've designated it, because this will address the Hakana issue that it has to be right to use, i.e. Muksa. And you have, and you move it, and you, well, you're addressing the Muksa issue, yeah. And you move it to the side. Mem, if you don't move it to the side, so then you're making a guma, which is also because you're making a guma, it's like digging something up. Let's say you have mud in the street. But they're not attached to the ground anymore. You don't have to do anything at all. You just have to plan to use it. And that's enough to say that it's that's mutter to use on Yom Tov. That there is an issue of muksa over here, and you'd have to do some act of designating it in order to address the muksa issue. So by putting it off to the side, you, before Yom Tov, designated it not to be muksa. But to be megabel tit on Yom Tov is aser, mem aleph. Now, yeish akosu v'tam, some explain the reason why is it aser to do. The gibel zelis tisim v'tanar hu rak mashiach echol nefesh. It's not mamash echol nefesh, this is things which help for echol nefesh. And mashiach echol nefesh, shenu mutar rak b'e'ef shalas tosim erev Yom Tov. That a something which is only a machshir v'chol nefesh, and you could have done it before Yom Tov, it's also to do a Yom Tov. You could have made this mixture before Yom Tov. If that's the reason, so you're done with an Issa D'Raisa. It's mamash an Issa D'Raisa of a malacha, which is not mutar on Yom Tov, because it was passed, it was machshir v'chol nefesh, which are efshir l'chol nefesh v'erev Yom Tov, are not d'chol Yom Tov. So it's mamash, mamash also, it would be an Isra Lav in the Torah. According to that argument. The opposite would also be true of Kula. In the case of a person that prepared it beforehand and it dried out, so it comes out, the fact that it dried out indicated that it wasn't Epshel HaSos Samir Yom Tov, so then it's mutter to do it. That's one reason. Then he brings a second reason. V'yeish shekasu. Some say a different reason. L'disa matana k'dei she'yisbasha lo k'dei she'yistamech ha'maychol mikro echol nefesh gufei kavora. That this is mamash part of the baking process. This is not machshir echol nefesh. This is, you put it in and you close the door. So that's mamash part of the baking process. Mamash, that's not called machshir, that's called echol nefesh. Just like havor is echol nefesh, you're not really doing anything in the food, you're lighting a fire. But that's called echol nefesh, lighting a fire, because that's mamash, that's the direct process of the cooking, baking. So the same thing over here. So then what's the problem? If it's echol nefesh mamash, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's efshel lasos mi'erev Yom Tov, you're not mechuyev to do it. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And the Mechaber over here, the Ramah brings it, we're not giving my Echol Nefesh, you can do it before, and you have to do it before. And the Shulchan Aruch before in Tafsir Hei said, no, Echol Nefesh is no difference, even if you could have done it beforehand, it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. So if the Shulchan Aruch holds this is Echol Nefesh Mamish, why does the Shulchan Aruch tell me over here it's Asr? V'hachi is Asr Chachamim Mishum D'Yarmu D'Megabal Abinyan. It's Gzeret Rabbanan. It looks like you're making tit, which is the most common usage for it was to make it into bricks or to use it as mortar, and so people will say he's planning to do binyan, and that's us. He says that according to this argument, ayre akam v'imotzer because the shus the tzarach yom tov, mir l'akam on esed erbon and the tzarach yom tov, so that'll be motzer. According to this argument, also it'll be true that if you prepared before Yom Tov and then it dried out, you couldn't fix it now because the Gzeret Rabbanan was it looks like you're making tit for binyan. So whether it's you had an option before, it's irrelevant. According to the first pshat, it's because you should have done it beforehand. I did it beforehand and then it dried out. So malasot. So over there it would be mutter. According to this pshat, it would be also. So Chazal asked tit, with an offer. So
and that's not considered, when you seal the door, that's not considered like a little bit like bona? Especially when you open the door finally. Eventually you do open the door on Yantif, isn't that bona making a Pesach? Maybe not so much to sealing, but the ultimate opening again. So you're clearly making a Pesach there.
So we hold that open something which had a clear opening beforehand, you put something on top, which is clearly it's distinct. It's not, in other words, the Mor has a case in Shabbos, and Daf, Memches, I think it is. If you have a Chavis, and they used to, the Chavis was made out of Cheris.
Yeah.
It had a Maguf on top, which was like the covering.
Right.
And they used to seal it. They used to seal it with tits. So the Mor doesn't see that. That's a problem.
That's not a problem.
Right. Tit. Who was it offer? So tit means it's already mud, means there's already some water mixed in. The same would be true if it's totally just dirt, it's not muddy at all. The bargivahu. So this is usur. Because both of these items are considered bargivah, which means that they mixed well with water. And they make it this mixture called mud. So adding water is already considered the act of gibel, and it's going to be aser. But afer is mutter. Now, so the mishabura mem gimel. So this is a little bit of a sisuch in the Gemara about how to look at afer. One of the Gemara says that afer, what happens is afer, you put ash in water, it doesn't really mix; it just like floats. So it's not the mloch of leash at all, you know, because it rains, you know, doesn't that they have leashes that the liquid and the solid can combine together to make something out, you know, to combine together. So that doesn't happen by Hefer. So that's one mandarim in the Gemara. Let me boil the mandarim. Chain chiyavim b'shabbos al gibel Hefer mishum de ein mistabik al yerei gibel bevale shori. So the one who said that it doesn't become a mass. In fact, it doesn't mass. So therefore, it's not considered the malach of lisha, and therefore the midrashah, there's no lisha on afer. So then we understand why it's mutar nyamta, because there's no malach really being done over here. But there's other madamer that says the chiddush all the way around, that there's one madamer in the Gemara, the Gemara says that it's almost the exact opposite, that things which can combine and really become a nice mass. So then the malacha isn't adding the water, the malacha is the stirring until it gets combined into one mass. The things which don't really mass, so whatever happens just by putting the water in, so that itself is the malacha. Okay, so Gevaldin Leveld, so if this is malacha, this is mamash a malacha, so why is it mutter? So it's mutter the whole tzarcha chol nefesh, because it's for chol nefesh purposes. So now we had two arguments before why that doesn't work by tit, the argument of chol nefesh. Okay, so the second one is very easy to understand. The issue is, it looks like you're making something which you're going to use in the binyan process. You don't use afer in the binyan process. You don't use water and afer in the binyan process. Nobody's going to argue that, wow, this guy's getting his mortar ready to build. Doesn't look like that. That's not going to bother us. So the question is, but according to the first pshat, that it's only malechas, it's only machshirin, and machshirin, which are after la'asos and erev yomtiv, you cannot do on yomtiv. So why is efer mutter? The answer is efer doesn't hold water well, so you can't do it before yomtiv. It'll dry out by the time. If you add efer to dirt, you make mud. Mud can, you just cover it; it'll last. You know, muddy. It'll stay muddy for a long time. Whereas ash and water, since they don't mix so well, the water will evaporate out. You're back to having dry ash again, which is so it's not possible beforehand. Neither of the arguments applies to why it's usher by offer applied to afer. You couldn't do it beforehand because it doesn't really hold water well. Looking like you're preparing it to use for building purposes, nobody uses afer, mixture of afer and water in the building process. So people know you're doing it to use to close the tanner. We come welcome in Yeshla Tit Magubal Osha Lagabel Afer Biyamtiv. If you have an option of using tit which is ready in Magubal, so you have no need at all to mix this thing, so even though you're not really dealing with the heter is Melechot Echol Nefesh, well, I don't need it for Echol Nefesh because I have what to use. Viesh Vishakosa Lahachmer Begibal Afer Biyamtiv. Those who argue that it's Osir, even though we don't pass like that sheet to mikra din, and he points out that they are this opinion is a yochid compared to the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rashi, the Rambam, Rashba, Ra'ah, Ran, all said that it's mutter. So even though you have some people that you have the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri and Balei Tosfos that hold that it's osur. Mikra din it's mutter. We call Malkum Hamachmer Tavala Bracha. The person Hamachmer, we definitely deserves to get a bracha. Calls him Marib Efer Sheisikum Erev Yomtiv. Then a Muksa Kaleil B'Simin Tov Sadekes Sif Tesvot. We're talking about ash, which is in Muksa. I'm allowed to use the ash because the ash isn't Muksa. So it has to be ash, which was already had become ash before Yomtiv, because ash becomes ash on was wood at the beginning of Yomtiv, and now it's ash. That's a Nerlit issue, and that's Muksa. Tuf kuf ches. The warmer sermon yom tov lahachanas sli. A person is getting ready to roast. What is he not allowed to do in preparing himself to make a roast? Okay, number one, em alavanes avonim litzlois olefes aleim neshim achasmon. So you can't take stones, make them red hot or white hot, literally, for the purpose of then roasting on them or baking on them. Because the like we had before, this heating process strengthens it. Vein sherven es acheris, you can't break a piece of cheris to use. So, because by breaking the piece over here, you have a large piece of cheris, you want to break up a small piece to use to bake on, etc. So that's a tikkun mono. You're taking this large thing, which is too large, and making it into a smaller usable item. So there's a tikkun mono process elements in the breaking of the cheris. They had a musik using paper that shouldn't stick. You know, you thought it was a naya maisa from parchment paper, you know, wax paper. It's an eschken naya maisa. So Gemara talks about it. But cutting that paper to size is a malach of mechatech, of cutting something to size. So you can't do any of those things. You can't take a stick and break it into a usable size to be able to use it as a spit to roast on.
If he takes a whole three cheres that's in good shape and he breaks it to use it here in this example, is that considered a tikkun mana? Is that considered makalka?
Well, it's both.
It's both.
Right, there's a makalka, but the maisa, this piece that he made for a specific usage, which wasn't usable for him. Now, Zakti Mishra Bura, Aleph. That the correct language over here is not stones, but rather the shingles. Who it was ceramic tiles which they would use to cover the roof. And those get strengthened by the heating process. The stones don't get any stronger or weaker by being heated or not. So the case of the more actually was ra'ofim, not avonim. Mishabura Beis Neshem Chasman Perish Shemeliman Zeh Hemis Kazkim. That by heating them, they get stronger. Babalik Masak and Mona, there was some form of making it into a kli, better kli. Uminalok Hilak and Machaber Ben Yeshenim Lichadashim. Show me Yeshonim Lichadashim. Yeshenim means sleeping ones. Yeshonim means old ones. Ones that's been used before or not. So you could argue, if it's never been used before, you heat it up the first time, you're strengthening it. The second time already, it's been used before. Like, but Shekhinah doesn't make that difference. Mash Shemina Dissir, like the Philip Yeshonim also, you might all want to toss her. Neshem Shoshim Alablon, Mischas Gamir, so each time you heat it, it does get some benefit out of it. Some say no, that benefit is not really necessary, so it's not really considered a significant benefit if that's not your kavana. So it's only a problem by the new ones, which that's a significant change which is being done, and that's going to be usher, but old ones are not. So it's possible what when it's, you know, the you want to re that the first time you do it, there's definitely a benefit, and you definitely are being mechaven for it. The subsequent time that you're doing it, it does get better, but there's no reason to say that you're really being mechaven for that, because it's not such a significant benefit. So the second one's arguing in that situation, the second opinion saying that it's not also. The first one's saying, my said, there's benefit, so it's also. Gimel. Ben Shavuot, Shekish Tzel and Dogim Alas Askelo. When you would roast the fish on this piece of charis. Askelo was a metal kli which you'd put over the fire. It had holes in it. Allow the fire to come up through the holes. So when you put fish on that, Sher Mecheris, they put a piece of Mecheris, they break a piece of Mecheris off and put it under the fish. A Chutkan Lior, or they would cut a piece of paper, Mesharnas and Mamayim, and they would soak it in water. Mesedrin Agabi Askel, and they would put it on top of this metal Klieg, the Askelo. So you surf a dog in order that the fish, which cooks fairly quickly, shouldn't burn. So b'yomtiv, the act of breaking the cheris or cutting the paper is also mishum tikkun mana. He brings interesting horror here in the Mosef Dirshu that, I mean, this is your precursor to the idea of one-time usage and then throw it away. You didn't use the paper again. So we see over here that even though you're just doing a tikkun, it's a one-time tikkun, you're cutting it to use it in one time, and then you're going to use it as such, that's still usur. So making something usable for one time is still considered a significant type of in the Mosef Dirshu, he brings from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman pointed out that you see from over here, that even though it's for a throwaway type of situation, It's for a temporary use, not for a permanent use. That's also considered tikkun kli. To make something usable one time is also considered tikkun kli. Dalad as a kadal asayisay. Who did then poitzin oisel chatzon? You can't break it in half. See to the tachas dag alo askalo. So you have a greater. You'll take a few sticks and put them between the dag and the askalo that you raise up a little bit and not burn, or stick to the askalo. Usher. The Chomida the Avil Hishtamish Boy Havi Tikkun Kli. anything which you're doing to make it some way usable, which it wasn't usable beforehand, that's tikkun kli. Okay. Beis. Poitzim egozim b'matlis v'lochashin hashem v'tikoreya. Person wants to take nuts that he wants to crack, and he's afraid they're going to fly over the place, all over the place. So he puts them inside a piece of cloth, takes his hammer and bangs on the cloth, and he breaks open the nuts. Well, the pieces of the shell will sometimes tear through the cloth. Matlis, you break on the piece of cloth, and allows you to break open many nuts at one time. Because even if it would happen, it's not significant. The malacha of Korea has to be for a tikkun that he wants it afterwards. He's tearing a bagged, which the shape, didn't the two pieces didn't sew together well. So he tears it apart to enable to re-sew it better afterwards. And also, it's Dabar Shein Miskaven. That he has no intent to do Kareya. So even though Kareya happens, but it's not your intent, and also it's going to be a case of a Kilkel, which is not a Malacha, so that's not something which we have to worry about. Okay, Simon Tov Kuf Test. Let's do the Mishabura has a Hakdama. Let's do the Hakdama to the Simon, and then we'll leave the Simon for tomorrow night. Hine Kodem Shanaskal Levayer Zeha Simon Akdim Hakdama Ksor Vuhu. I want to give an introduction. The Makshiri Ochel Nefesh Pligi Begumor Behuda Rabbonin. Things which are not Ochel Nefesh Mamish, but the Makshirim, the process, the step beforehand. There's a Makhlokes in the Moratin of Behuda Rabbonin. Rabbonin Sari, the Makshiv Ach Asher Yeochel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeselochem. Siddarshan, who will machshirin? There's no head to do machshirin on Yom Tov at all. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer, does that koy rak al machshirin she'afshel asosin mi b'adayim? I will even e'afshel. Shuri k'moy b'echol nefesh hatzam. Rabbi Yehuda says that machshirin, which is impossible to do before Yom Tov, are able to do on Yom Tov. And the mi'ud is referring to machshirin, which you could have done beforehand. U'paskul rav e'paskim for Rabbi Yehuda. Most person passing like Rabbi Yehuda that it's mutter. V'afal b'kein lasis kli l'tzarech echol nefesh gam Rabbi Yehuda murder the aser. To make a kli, so that's not mutter. Well, p'kein kiim b'tikunei akli shehu l'tzarech echol nefesh. So if your fork gets bent, you're allowed to bend it back to be able to eat with it. You can't go make a fork l'chadchila on Yom Tov. The argument is lo pli kima tukunei kli shul l'tzarech echol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda shari imi efshel asoy soy mi b'adyam. Because it's kalka b'Yom Tov, it got bent on Yom Tov or something like that. Ashel ho'yo lo shos the sak no mi b'adyam. Or it got bent before Yom Tov, there wasn't enough time to take care of it beforehand. L'kol shkenim lo yada klal mi b'adyam shenis kalka. He didn't know about it beforehand. He had time. But he forgot. That's definitely Osir. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is then. We learn from the Pasuk that there's no heter to do makshirin on Yom Tov. That feel in a person that's here looks for Rabbi Yehuda. That's mutter to do. You're allowed to do it for yourself. You're not allowed to tell other people to do it. Because Chazal said that people will misinterpret this and extrapolate to mimata things which we never meant to permit. So we're going to not allow you to tell others to do this because of the fact that they might mistake and expand the halacha beyond its true halachic parameters. Come on, Shivur, come on, look at me, like we explained. Okay.